He could feel his burned skin stretching and cracking at the gesture, and he half expected Satil to recoil as he realized what a gruesome sight he must be. Instead, she returned his smile and reached out to place a soft hand on his bare arm. Her touch sent a shiver along his spine.
"What are you doing here?"
he asked her.
"On Alderaan, I mean."
"I had a vision," she told him. "The Force showed me that you would need my help on Alderaan, and I petitioned the Council to send reinforcements."
"Might have to rethink my opinion on that mystical mumbo-jumbo,"
Jace teased her.
"Those imps were about to make me a full head shorter before you arrived. Guess I owe you one."
"After all the battles we fought together, I've stopped keeping track of who owes whom,"
Satil told him.
"You know I'll always be there for you, and I know you'll be there for me."
"We make a good team,"
Jace conceded.
"They find Malgus's body yet?"
Satil shook her head.
"I'm starting to think he survived the battle."
"You dropped a mountain on him?"
Jace grunted in disbelief.
"How can anyone survive that?"
"He's a powerful Sith Lord. It's possible he used the dark side to survive my final assault. But you should not let that detract from this moment. All of Alderaan is hailing you as a hero this night. If you're up to it, I can take you out to enjoy the celebrations."
"I'd rather stay here in my tent, alone with you."
Satil tried to dismiss his comment with a laugh, but there was a nervousness in her reaction that Jace could sense even through the fading fugue of the painkillers in his system.
"I'm serious, Satil,"
he said.
"You know how I feel about you. I've felt that way for years, ever since we first met."
"That's the Golto talking,"
she said, though she sounded unsure.
"The Golto's just giving me the courage to say what I've felt this entire time,"
Jace insisted, sitting up and clasping her hand between his.
"Or maybe it's knowing I was only seconds away from death. Whatever the reason, I can't keep playing this game. I can't ignore what's in my heart,"
he continued, the words coming in a rush, his mind suddenly focused and clear.
"And I know you feel something for me, too."
Satil shook her head, but she didn't pull her hand away. "I am a Jedi. We must unburden ourselves from emotion and passion to find peace."
"What peace can you find when the galaxy is consumed by war?"
Jace asked.
"Instead of denying what we feel, we should embrace it. Together, we are greater than each of us alone. You can't deny it."
"I'm a Jedi,"
she repeated, though Jace could tell her resolve was weakening.
"There have been Jedi who fell in love,"
he said.
"The Order pretends it never happens, but we both know that isn't true."
Satil was silent for several moments. When she spoke, her voice was little more than a whisper.
"I feared this moment since we first met,"
she told him. She leaned in and gave Jace a gentle kiss on the lips, careful not to brush the exposed and tender flesh of his wounds. Jace woke with a start, nearly spilling himself off his couch. He hadn't dreamed about Satil for years. He'd thought the memories and the pain they brought him had been boxed safely away. Speaking with Theron, speaking with his son, had reopened old wounds. Checking his watch, he saw nearly 2 hours had passed since Theron had left. That would explain the crick in his neck. The couch was fine for a brief power nap, but it was no place to spend the night. Grunting like a man decades older, he forced himself to his feet and staggered off to bed, wondering if his nights would now be haunted by the only woman he had ever loved.